Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. I'll see just how well we do with this, you know. I don't know. I don't know how good it's going to be. I don't know how good it's going to be. How good do you think it'll be? How good do you think it'll be? There. Compressor on. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Compressor on. Very good. Very good indeed. Now what is this, man? Why do I have the music? I don't think it should have anything on the music. All right. Very good. All right. Okay. Hey, how are you? Good. Testing 1, 2. Hello. This is William. Hello. This is William Forsythe, and welcome to Travel Log. Let's see, man. Yeah, baby. That's our ever. Oh, no beard. Sorry to shock you. I shaved it off for. And, you know, you're right. I should keep it on because, man, am I one ugly motherfucker. Is that really like a red line down my face? I don't know, man. But taking the glasses off, and I suppose you can get used to this face. It used to be a handsome face when I was It's a funny thing about life. When I was younger, I thought I was not a very good-looking guy. And I look at pictures of myself now, and I go, you wasn't a bad-looking guy. What the hell's wrong with you, Phil? But it was the way I was raised. And, you know, I was raised in this world of highly critical people, you know, a lot of insecure people themselves. So now here I am, you know, and you better grow that beard back, kid. You know, it just looks weird, man. The lighting's bad, whatever. But anyway, today is Monday. Today, Adam and I are going to be working in the studio. I also have a conference call with my brothers there at Adult Swim. But I must begin by thanking James Adami and everybody at Dynasty Typewriter, all the other actors. It was a lot of fun to be a part of that show. It was called Election Clusterfuck 2020. Now, I was part of a group called the Low Polling White Guys. And these are guys like my character, which was John Delaney, Steve Bullock. Does that name ring a bell? I think the Castro, Michael Bennett, Jay Inslee. And then I had the great fortune of meeting Eddie Pepitone, who is just funny as hell, and I've always just admired the hell out of him. And I told him he was my hero, you know, because he's, you know, still kicking ass, the kind of ass that I want to be kicking, you know, at this point in his life. Eddie's doing great. He played Mike Gravel, who dropped out of the race, and at one point in the evening, Eddie had to leave to go to the Comedy Store because he was doing the midnight spot there. So when it was time to go, he's, well, fuck all of you people. He just launched into a really hysterical tirade as Mike Gravel. There were a lot of really great people there. And so we were part of the 1% low polling white guys. And there wasn't a whole lot of questions tossed our way. We had to kind of scrum for things. I kept my mouth shut for the most part until the very end when I, you know, had this hat on with a propeller. I had a beanie with a propeller and I had a noisemaker. So I got off a few lines, and James said to me later, he says, you got some big laughs. And he was being kind, but I was just happy to be up there. And hopefully, you know, we'll rock and roll again doing something like that. The Dynasty Typewriter is on Wilshire near MacArthur's Park. It's actually, it's not too far from right downtown. I mean, it was a, you know, I got a room at the Bonaventure. It was a mile .7 from the Bonaventure to this place, Dynasty Typewriter, which is a performing arts theater. And I wouldn't say it's a theater. It's not a stand-up club. So it's more like a UCB, only they don't have a school or anything. UCB has a school attached to it. But this is an improv theater. Thing about everybody there, pretty much, maybe not everybody, but certainly the guys that I know, like James Adomian and others, they all do stand-up. And so they're Eddie Pepitone does stand-up, you know, so it's hard to it's not hard, what was I going to say, it's easy to see how fluid they are. I mean, I consider myself a good improviser, but I'm not a joke teller, and the shit that I do, you kind of have to follow along, whereas these guys are good with throwing out these lines. So it's a difference in attitude and everything. But I wish I was better at stand-up. I just, it's nothing I do. And I can see everybody like writing jokes. I think that's fucking fantastic. I wish I could write jokes. I wish I could. Dodgers and Braves, Jim Hill, sports director at Channel 2. Jim Hill, who doesn't age a goddamn day in his fucking life. It was 100 degrees. Is that Dodger Stadium or is that, no, that's SunTrust Park. So that's got to be where? Atlanta? Oh, almost made the catch in center field. God damn. All right, let's back this motherfucker up here. I want you to see this. Near catch. There's Dave Roberts. There's a near catch. So a hot day in Atlanta. There is 100 degrees. At SunTrust Park, wind up in the pitch. Is she gone? Who was that, Bellinger? Watch this guy almost got it. He almost got that goddamn ball. Oh, look at this kid. Frustrating, man. Who the fuck is this? Whoever he is, goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Spalding. What's with all the fucking home runs this season? Is it my imagination? Braves beat us 5-3. Holy shit, this kid's wild as the wind, man. Hey, not a bad screwball, but the Angels, White Sox, Angel Stadium. Back, 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 back. Who is that, Trout? To think I used to go to that ballpark when it was Anaheim Stadium and the Rams played there, and it was like a completely different looking place than it is now. Or did they build a whole new stadium on the same? Yeah, what am I thinking? I thought they like completely demolished part of Anaheim Stadium. I think that's a brand new stadium. All right, enough of that shit. Enough of that bullshit. Hi, this is William Forsythe, and this is Travelogue. Hi, this is William Forsythe, and this is Travelogue. And today, we're in Southern California, and we're visiting the capital of movie making. In Southern California, it's called Hollywood. This is my mother, Sarah, and this is my fiancé, Jim. And what'd you say? My fiancé, Jim, and this is my partner, Jim, and we're going to be married this coming spring, and I'm an African-American, just in case you... Come on, bitch! I know, you whisper, you think that... Well, hello, this is William Forsythe, and this is Travelogue. Today we're in Hollywood, California. Bonfire. Which is cool. I can dig it. I'm all right with it. Totally cool with it, man. I am. Welcome to Travelogue with William Forsythe. I'm William Forsythe, and I'm traveling all over the world to bring you some of the most exciting scenes that we can possibly bring you. And I'm traveling with my mother, Sarah, my partner, Jim. Jim and I will be married this coming fall, actually. And, oh, by the way, I'm black. Let's just get it all out of the way. Pod 5. This is Travelogue.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to belch, but I just did.
I don't know what we're doing. You know, tomorrow we're going to do our phones and put in our new little phone gizmo. Join our creative community. No, I will not. I'm William Forsythe, and this is Travelogue. And today, we're in Hollywood, California. I'm with my mother, Sarah, and my partner, Jim, and let's go. We stayed at this hotel here in the San Fernando Valley, and I found this hotel by going online and looking for hotels in the San Fernando Valley, and I got us a room there. Mother and I and Jim sleep in the same room, but Jim and I are in one bed, and Mother is in the other bed, and so I always get two queen beds, and that's a good idea. The San Fernando Valley is not anywhere near Hollywood. What we consider to be Hollywood, which is an area that generally means Hollywood Boulevard, Vine, Sunset Boulevard, many of the terms that you've heard, the names that you've heard, Well, that's far removed from the San Fernando Valley by several miles. So we took off from the hotel, and here we are walking outside of the hotel, and we're there on a street called Sepulveda. And I said, well, actually, that's Nordoff. Isn't that right, Jim?
I think so.
And so we started walking to Hollywood. Well, someone said to us, and I think it was a man, we stopped and we bought a bottle of root beer. It was about 3 hours into our walk, and we had made it as far as the Cahuenga Pass, I guess. We'd made it as far as, I don't know where we were, Shoop Street or something. And someone said, where are you going? And we said, well, we're walking to Hollywood. We want to go to see Hollywood. And he said, any particular part? And I thought, well, Hollywood and Vine. What's more famous than Hollywood and Vine? And he gave me a funny look, but he said, and who needs this? Get lost! Oh, why won't you get lost? Now, what was I doing? Oh, yeah. Shoo. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh. Mano fertilizer for all of your needs. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for, I'm simply going to look for our spot lineup for the week, what commercials we have. Here's a thing from Ben. How you doing, Ben? Thank you, brother. I showed your email, what? I showed your email to Maria. Thank you. Did I forward that to her? What? Wait a minute, man. Okay. There we go. All right. So let's take a look at this, man. Teen completes 28-mile swim around Manhattan. Wow. Wow. That's something, man. She was all greased up, I guess, against the elements, although it's summertime. Look at this girl. She's a substantial girl. I mean, she's got fucking huge arms on her. She's got on, I guess that's also a kind of a sunblock. There's a safety vest. There's a lot of craft following her. There's a lot of people there to make sure she's safe. 28-mile swim around Manhattan. That's a badass. That's a badass. That's a bad hombre. All right, man. Bucket. Bucket, man. Come on, bitch. Ain't got all day, man. I'm gonna take your fucking ass. What's the story here, man? What do I gotta do? I don't give a shit. Let's go. I'm trying to update what my Adobe Reader. I'm not really giving a fuck right now about that. True crime fans, okay. Whatever. Pluto. Christ, I thought we were getting away from Pluto. No, there they are. Same motherfucking... Nothing wrong with Pluto, but, you know, I'm not exactly... So, you know, man, been a long time since I've been downtown. Downtown L.A. Downtown L.A. is not really... you know, it's been a rough go for downtown L.A. You know, they've tried to spruce it up. There's loft apartments there. There's, you know, this and there's that. There's the performing arts centers there. There's... A number of things, but it's still kind of just a funky old L.A. But, you know, it's getting nicer, and it was fun to be there because I used to go down there with my father when I was a kid, and I had some fond memories of, like, going into Chinatown or going over to Little Joe's or, what is it, Tony's, the sandwich place, the L.A. Athletic Club. My old man was a member, so we could swim in the big, giant pool and do all that fun stuff, and being down there reminded me of that. It gave me, you know, kind of fond memories. It's not the most eye-catching part of LA. You know, there's a lot of working class and, dare I say, even impoverished people living on the fringes of downtown and in downtown, and you know, in the middle of that, people are trying to do things like this Dynasty Typewriter. This club is there. There's, like I was telling you, there's a lot of millennials moving into Little Tokyo where there's some new lofts and shit like that. I mean, I don't know, man, but although they moved out too. I mean, like Don's son, my friend Don's son Joe was down there with his girlfriend. I think they split. But keep warning, we're always afraid we're going to blow ourselves up. Third world, why not blow ourselves up? Go ahead, fucking, this race called the human race may have reached its apex. Where is it written that we're supposed to survive? Where? Don't give me the Bible shit, because that's concocted bullshit too. That's all just made up shit so man can feel better about himself while he shits all over the fucking planet like he's doing. So don't give me this bullshit. You know, you write a fucking book like the Bible to make you feel better while you're fucking killing somebody or pissing all over something. oh, I can feel better because it says here in the book I can do it. I got every rationale, every excuse that I need to be a fucking piece of shit I can find right here in the Bible, you know? And don't tell me that I'm exaggerating because you goddamn well know I'm telling you the truth, because think about it. Every motherfucker in the history of the goddamn Western civilization has pointed to that fucking book for justification. Every piece of shit there is.
Well, that doesn't make the book bad.
No, I guess. It makes it irrelevant. You criticize the Bible, people get violent with you. They want to kill you if you criticize the Bible. That's just how fucking stupid the motherfucking human race is. And on top of everything else, there we are, shitting all over it, all over this planet. So who says we're supposed to survive? Who says that's what we're supposed to do? Bullshit. If we fucking offed ourselves tomorrow, I would tell you this, it would make sense. It wouldn't surprise me as I was floating off into the, afterlife. I'd be saying, yeah, don't mean to sound cynical, you know, but hey, here, I got some good news for you. Ready, set, calling all true crime fans. I'm just kidding. I do have to read that, though, at some point. Now, I'm going to have to get a squared away on some things here, man. When do we start this? When exactly are we starting this digital insertion, man? When does this shit start? You know, is it? My understanding was this Monday. But I could be wrong.